Weiter in Shasra and Gedushin, Daf Ayin Beis, picking it up on the top of the page, top line, continuing on with Bavel, how far it goes. Amar Le Abayel Rav Yosef, Laha Gisa Depras Adhecha. How far does Bavel go on the other side, meaning the west side of the Nahar Pras, Euphrates? Amar Le, he says to him, Mai Daitech, what are you asking? Mishum Biram? Are you asking because of a town called Biram, which is in the west? That's not even a Shaila. Miachse de Pumbadisa Mibira Nasri, because this is the top of the top. People in Pumbadisa were going to take wives from there. They were the top. Just like with Machlokas and Yuchsin, right? We saw how far does Bavel go. This is also a throwback to Gittin Daf Beis, Kach Machlokas and Yin Gittin. And that is a discussion about when we say Bafani Nech and Fani Nechtam. And the Gemara then goes up to Daf Vav that says, as Machlokas, Rav says that Bavel is the same status as Eretz Yisrael. And that is that you don't have to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. Others disagree with him. So we say, kach machlokas by yuchsin, so is machlokas by gittin. Rav Yosef says, amar no, machlokas by yuchsin, machlokas only by yuchsin, aval gittin, according to gittin, divrei kol, ad arba tinyana de gishra. Everyone's going to agree, it goes upstream until the second swamp, it's like a willow swamp. When you go and you pass the bridge, it's like amazing. I ask for directions. Where are you going? Oh, you got to go past the second wheel swamp, past the bridge. You good? Okay. Amarami Rabba Chavil Yama Tchelta LeBavel. That is the glory of Bavel. That place. Shunya Veguvia Tchelta de Chavil Yama. These places are the glory of Chavil Yama. Vina Amar Aft Tzitzora. Even Tzitzora is the glory of Chavil Yama. These are great places. Tana Mechav Yibrasa supports Echanan. Ben Pinchas Omer Chavil Yama Tchelta de Bavel. That Chavil Yama is the glory of Bavel. Shunya Veguvia Tzitzora Tchelta de Chavil Yama. Those are the glory of that place. Amar Papa Va'idna Yarve Behu Kusai. Nowadays you got Kusayim that are mixed up with them. Velohi, the Gemara says no. Velohi, not true. You don't have Kusim that are living over there. It's Hu Deba Minayu. All that happened is that there was a Kusi who wanted a wife from them, Veloyavale, and they didn't give her to him. But because that happened, there was a rumor that said, oh, there's Kusim that are over there. Really, it wasn't. My Chaviyama, what's Chaviyama? Amar Papa, Zupras de Bursi. You know, it's Pras de Bursi, the Pras that's near Bursi. Ahu story time. Ahu gavrad amar lehu. There was a guy who said to the Rabbanan, Anan minshot mishot, I am from this place. Amod Rav Yisrael Knafchal Raglav Amar, he stood up and he said, Shot Mishot Bein and Aharis Amedes is sitting between the rivers. Now, Frek the Gemara, V'chi Bein and Aharis Amedes? Is this really true? V'chi Bein and Aharis Amedes? My Havi, who cares? Why are you saying it's Bein and Aharis? What's the Nafkamina? So Amar Abaye, Amar Rav Chama Bar Ukfa, Amar Rav Yosef, Yosef, Rav Chanina, Bein and Aharis, Harei Hi Kegol El Yuchsin. That between that area over there is considered like the Gola of Yuchsin, a reference to Yuchsin, they're very pure. Veheicha Kaima, where is it? Amar Yochan, Meihi Dikira Ule'el. From that place and going up towards the on the Euphrates. Veha Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Now, I fracked the Gemara, sorry. Veha Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that Ad Ma'abarta Gizma, only from Ma'abarta, only till Ma'abarta Gizma. How does Yochanan say that going up from Eid Dekira, which is higher than Gizma, are also considered that they're good? Amar Abai Ritsua Nafka. There's a strip of area that's sticking out, going beyond Gizma, that goes around that area that is good, including Eid Dekira, and you have Shot Mishot that's included in that. So it's just like a to look at, easier to look at a map, but it kind of like wraps around it, and therefore it could be higher and lower and still good or not good. Okay, other places. Amar Rav Ika Bar Oven, Amar Rav Chanana, Amar Rav Chalzon Nihavand Ve Harehi. These two places, Chalzon and this other place, which is hard time to pronounce, Hareki Gola Yuchsin, these are considered like the Gola, like the exile, in reference to Yuchsin, they are good. Amar Lehu Abaye. Abaye said, Lo Titzai Suleh. Don't listen to Rav Ika. Rav Ika just spoke up. Yavamahi denafule. Awesome. The reason why he's saying it's good is because he is a Yama that fell from there. Meaning his brother was living there. Brother died. And now he wants the Yavama from there. That's why he said it. Really, he says back, what are you talking about? Atu didi, what do you think? I'm the one who taught it. Rav Chananel, it's Rav Chananel who said that. Also, Shalil Rav Chananel, when I asked him, Amalu, he said, Hachem Rav, Chalzon, Nehavna, Vava, Harehi, Kegola, Yuchsen, it actually is Taka good. Opligid Rav Abba Bar Kahana, to say that these two places, Chalzon and Navan, they're really good, is not necessarily everyone agrees. It argues in Abba Bar Kahana, Zom Rav Abba Kahana, Maidr Sev, what does it mean when it says, Vayan Chem Bachlach, that the king settled them, this is talking about the Asar Shvatim, the 10 tribes, in these places. Now we break it down. Chala zu Chalzon, Chavar zu Hadyav, Nahar Gozan zu Ginzak, Arimadai, zu Chamdon v'chavrosel. Some say, zu Nahavad v'chavrosel, my chavrosel, what does it mean? And it's friends, meaning the ones that are next to it. Amar Shmuel, Kurach Mushchi, Choske Varumki, these other places. Now, we're going to say Rav Abba disagrees, but before that we say Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, V'kulum Lipsu, all these places are apostle. Every one of the 10 Shvatim went, their daughters married Goyim, and therefore, according to one understanding, the kids between a Yid and a Goy is going to be a Mamzer. And even according to one that says not a Mamzer, they're still a apostle. Now back to where we were. So they thought that Mushki is Mushkani, and therefore we have a problem. Mushkini, which now we got a simple problem. Is it good or not good? Ella Mushki Luchud, Umushki Luchud. No, the answer is they're two separate places. Says the Pasuk, Utlas Iloin, Bapuma Bain Shina. The Pasuk says, and behold, says Sefer Daniel, another beast similar to a bear, three ribs were in its mouth, between its teeth. And Daniel had this type of nevua about a bear, which we're going to see is talking about the Persians, Pras. It was eating three ribs, three different places, and sometimes they're in its mouth, and sometimes they're between its teeth, meaning its mouth, meaning it's inside, sometimes that it was outside. And now we say, Amar Yochan, Zu Chalzon Hajav Unitsivin. Sometimes Persia swallows them up, sometimes it spits it out. They're included, sometimes they're not. And more in the pasuk, va'aru cheva achari tinyana damya ladof, and behold, another beast, a second one, similar to a bear. Tanya of Yosef, elu parsiyim, this is talking about the Persians, she'olchem v'shosim gadov, they eat and they drink like bears. We saw this Gemara, we saw this in Brachos. Is that right? Okay, what is our in Megillah? Remember in Brachos. And I'm telling Rabbi Yosef, Eilu Persiyim, Shalchem, Shosim, Kedov, they eat and they drink like a bear. Mesubalim, Kedov, and they are fat like a bear. Magad, and Sarah, Kedov, and they grow hair like a bear. Vein, Lamanucha, Kedov, they have no rest like a bear. And as Rashi says, that even if they're tied up, Dovein, Lamanucha, Kishu, Kashar, Holy, Chuba, Tamid, Sivosav, just walking all over the place. Rav Ami, Kiavachazi, Parsi, Derachiv, Amar, when he would see that there was a Persian that was riding, he would say, Hainu Duba Naidi, this is a wandering bear. Amarle, Rebbe Lulevi, Rebbe says to Levi, Harini Persiam, show me Persians. Amarle, he says back to him, Domim Lachayalos, Shalbis David. They look like David Melech's soldiers, that they were very, very strong. So Harini Chabrin, says, show me Chabarin. These are people that live next to Pras, next to Persia. And they're even worse than Persians. They're more intense, more dangerous. Domal Malchi Chabala said they look like destructive angels. Harini Lishmaelim, show me the Shmaelim. Give me an analogy for them. Domal Lisi'irim shall Besakise. Says they are like demons of the Besakise, meaning they wear black and they look like Shadim. Rashi says, Mubashim Shcharim for Domal Shadim. And Yana Diyama Mamish. Hashem should save us. Anini, 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 anini. Harini Tamida Chacham Shabbat. B'shem Tamid Chacham. The Bavel Tom LaMalchei. Sharis say like Malchei Sharis. They are great, great people. And Rashi puts that they were white, and it looks like Malachim. And why were they called that? Because they dressed up in such a way that they look so nice. Kavanecha Nafshei. The Rabbi, when Rabbi was dying, Amar, he said a few different nevuos, and he was telling about certain people that were living in certain places. Rashi says Nizugu Nevuim B'Pume. Homanya Ikeba Bava. There's a town in Bava that's called Homanya. Kul Amonai, all of them are from non-Jews, they're Amonim. Mazgaria, Meika, Bavel, there's a town that's called Mazgaria, and Bavel, and Kula, the Mamzeri, all of them are Mamzeri, we can't marry them. Birka, Ika, Bavel, there's a place called Birka, Shnei Achimish, two brothers over there, Shemachivin, Shosem, they swap wives with the other, Birsa, the Satya, right, and therefore their kids are going to be Mamzeri, careful about those kids. Birsa, the Satya, Ika, Bavel, there's a place called Birsa, Satya, Ayom, Saru, Me'acharei, Hamakom, today, those people, they left the fold. They went against, they strayed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, the Afke Pira Bekavri B'Shabtza, because on one Shabbos, why does that happen? There was a fish pond, and what happened was is that it overflowed. And when it overflowed, they came along and they trapped them. Also, V'Tzadubuhu B'Shabtza, the one they trapped them on Shabbos. V'Shamtinu Rav Achai Rav Oshai Yoshia, and he put them in Chayim for that. V'Yishtamud, and then they went off the derech hardcore because of their being put in Chayim. Because of their actions. Akra da Agma Ika Babavel. There's a place called Akra da Agma. Adabar Ava Yishba. And there's a guy whose name Adabar Ava who lives there. Beep, turn the page. Ayin Bez Amabez. Hayom Yoshe Bechikl Shal Avram. Today he's sitting in the Chik of Avram Avinu. Says Rashi, what does that mean? Yesh Omrim Mesayom. Some say he died that day. Vim Kane Ainze Rev Ada Begoshabagamar. It's not that same person. Vinir Dal Yoshina. I think it means that it's Yoshi Bechikl Shavim Avinu. Shenichas Labris Mila. Zerav Ada Bar Ava Sheherich Yomim Harbi. He was very. He lived a very long life. Mishin Mes Rebbe Ad Doris Achronim Bimei Rev Nachman Bar Yitzchak Yadarmin Babava Basra. So he was having a bris. Hayom Nolad Rev Yehuda Babava says today Rev Yehuda was born in Bavel. Okay, and then the Amar, we find that it's taught, Kishmeis Rabbi Akiva Nolad Rebbe, Kishmeis Rebbe Nolad Rebbe Yehuda, Kishmeis Rebbe Yehuda Nolad Rava, Kishmeis Rava Nolad Ravashi, Lamech Chacham to tell you, She'ain Tzadik Nifter Min HaOlam, Ad She'Nifter Tzadik HaMosad. One Tzadik doesn't leave until there's already another Tzadik that was born. She'en Emar V'Zarech HaShemesh V'Bal HaShemesh, and the sun rises and the sun sets. As before, when leader's gone, another one comes up. Ad Shlul Kafsa Shemshel Shel Eli. Before Eli went out, Zarech HaShemshon, Shimshon shel Shmuel Aramasi, he came out. Shenemar v'ner elukim terem yichbeu Shmuel shochev. Okay, same idea. Sunrise, sunset. Sunrise, sunset. Now you know what that Gemara is about. That song is about. Okay, now, he started by saying that Homanya, one of the whole list of things that Rabbi mentioned as he's dying, he says Homanya has a lot of ammonim, right? Non-Jews. Tziva Hashem liYaakov Svivu Tzarov. The pasuk says in Eicha, God has decreed concerning Yaakov that those who surround him will be against him. Rav Yehuda Amar, Rav Yehuda says, could go in Homan Yilpam Nara, like that place that they go out and they cause them bad times. Next, we have a pasuk in Yecheskel, and we're going to see how it connects to what we just saw. Now, Vahiki, he not view Paltalia ben Banaya Mace, says that it was that I was misnave, I prophesied that this fellow died. Ve'epol alpanaiv ezak kol gadol. This is talking about 13 years after Nebuchadnezzar came to Eretz Yisrael, 5 years before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. He said that I prophesied that this guy died. I threw myself down on my face and I cried out in a loud voice, Omer, aha, Hashem Elokim. Where is Hashem Elokim? Rav Shmuel. Chad Amar L'Tov. One says it was a good thing. Chad Amar L'Ra. That means that the Pelatai was a good guy. And some say, no, he was actually a bad guy. Mant Amar L'Tov said it was good. Ki ha. Like the following idea. The Istandra the Meshon Chasne the Nebuchadnezzar Hava. The governor of Meshon was a son-in-law of Nebuchadnezzar. Shalach Lei. So he said the governor sent the message of Nebuchadnezzar. From all the captives that you brought from Bavel, lo shadart lan dekay lekaman. You didn't send us before us to have servants. So he wanted to make him feel better. So Nebuchadnezzar was going to send him from the Yidden to go be a servant. Then he got up and he spoke. He says, "Anan de chashvina neku mikamachacha. Let the Yidden over here, who are chashv people over here, they're going to be by you. We're going to serve you over here. Let us serve you. V'avdin is lasam. Let our avadim go in that place over there." And so Nebuchadnezzar was like, "Okay," and he sent them over there. And v'amar navi, and so Yecheskel says, "Misha satova b'Yisrael." This person who did a good thing for Yisrael, Yomas Bechatzi Yomav, he should not die in half of his days. Why did he die early? So what's going on?
That's how we understand one way of seeing it. Now, the way that we said it, the other way, that he was really a tzaddik, man damar l'ra'a, who said he was really a rasha, d'chsev d'vatavi osi el shar beis Hashem ha-kadmoni. The pasuk says, and a wind lifted me up and brought me to the east gate of the house of Hashem, hapona kadima, which is facing towards the east, v'hinei b'pesach ha-shar, esrim v'chamisha ish, and at the entrance there were 25 people over there, the era b'socham, and I saw with amongst them, es yazanya ben azur v'espal, Platyo, this guy, Saria Am, they were the Sarim, the princes of the nation. Oksivan, it says, Vayovosiel Chatzabis Hashem Apnimis, and it wrote about those people, the same people, and he brought me to the inner courtyard of the house of Hashem, Vini Pesach Hechal Hashem, and there was an entrance or a door to the Hechal Hashem, Bein Uluma Bein Mizbeach, Ke'esim Chamisha Ish. And between that place, there were like 25 people there. Achareim El Hechal Hashem Upreim Kedma, their backs were to Hashem. And they're facing towards the east, and they were basically going against the Lord Almighty. In fact, we say that their face is east. But I don't know their back is facing the west. So why is the pasuk going and saying Acharei Melech Al Hashem? It means that they're using the bathroom in that direction. The Ka'amar Navi, and the Navi says, Misha Asara Azos B'Yisrael. Someone did the Yomos Al Mitaso, but he should die in his bed. He should have had a much worse death. Why did he die in his bed? Okay. Now, who's saying which one? This time, Shmuel Damar L'Ra. It makes sense that it was Shmuel who was saying that he was saying it was shreking about that he was bad. Damar Bichia Bar Avin Amar Shmuel Mushkin Erehi Kegol Al Yuchsin. He says Mushkin is like. It's good. These are good people, right? When we ever say kigola liyuchsen, we mean like those exiles in reference to Ruin Yuchsen, they have good yichas. Mishan lo chashula, in reference to Mishan, they were not worried about their people. Lo misham avdus, lo misham amzerus, not from either of them. Ela kohanim shayuba, but the kohanim that lived there, lo kipidu ala grushos, they were not makbid about divorced women. They were involved with divorced women over there. So how do we see that? We're saying Shmuel saying lura. If Latrayahu had slaves that were sent to Meshon, like we said that he was a tzaddik, then we should be worried that Meshon also have slaves. But since Shmuel wasn't worried about that, we must say that that's not the case and that he was a tzaddik. Oh, I'm sorry, get rid of the fact that he was a tzaddik and say there was actually a rasha. No, not a raya. Really saying that this little shtickle over there is saying is Latova. I mean, he did have slaves that he sent over there. Shmuel goes on reasoning. The Amar, Hamafkir Avdo, someone who makes his slave Hefker, Yatzalacheris goes free. Vein Sarach get Shechor, Shanemar doesn't need to get Shechor. Shanemar call Eved Ish, Miknas Kasef, Eved Ish, Velo Eved Isha. I'm sorry, Velo Eved Ish, Velo Eved Isha. Ela Eved Sheish, Lo Rishos, the Rabbo, love. Kori Eved, only an Eved that is Rav is Rishos, or he's called Eved. Havachin Lo Rishos, Rabbo, love, he's not considered in Kori Eved. So Shmuel maybe is masking that he had slaves that were sent to Mishan, but they were no longer called slaves because they were sent out and they were free. So he said, regular Yidden can go and marry from Meshach. Now, we said in our Mishnah, Daf Samach Tesem Abayis, that Ezra got rid of all the impure people from Bavel before he went to Eretz Yisrael, which means that the families from Bavel, that they are good, they are pure, but from other places are not. Now we see that maybe that is, that last statement is a Yachid who says it. Amar Vidur Mishmol, Zudiv Rabbi Meir. They say all the lands are that, which means that you're allowed to marry a woman from any of them. You don't have to check her out. And story time. He allowed Rav Huna Bar Nasan leminsav itza mechuzisa to marry a woman from this place. Mechuzah. Right? Mechuzisa is mechuzah. And that was outside of Bavel, and he said it's fine. Amar li Rav Ashi. My daitech, like what's pshat? Damer of Yudam or Shmuel? Are you saying because of that? Of Zudiv Rebbe Meir, of Achachamim Omrim, Kolitzus Becheskas Kashas Hinom Amdos? Vaha, Bei Rav Kahana, Lomas Neachi. They don't say such a thing. Bei Rav Papa, Lomas Neachi. Bei Rav Zvid, Lomas Neachi. Nobody says like that. Meaning, we're going to say, really, Shmuel and Sef said is not really good. So what's going on? So he says back, Tafil Hachi Lo Kibbal Mine, even so, he didn't accept this rebuttal. Mishum the Shmuel Emir Rav Zvid in Ardai, because he heard otherwise from Rav Zvid from Ardai. And he said over there, he heard that Shmuel says all these lands are fine. Let's talk about Mashiach and Mamzerim. Tana Rabbanan. Mamzerim Sinin Taharim Lasi Lavo, they are going to be considered pure in the future. Divrei Rabbi Yosi, Mer Omer, Ein Taharim, nope, they ain't going to be pure. Amar lo Rabbi Yosi, v'halo kfar namar, doesn't say, v'zarakti alecha mayim tohom mitartem, I'm going to be mitar you.
in which case it means they're going to be purified. Amar Rabbi Meir says Kishu Omer. When the Pasuk says you'll be purified, it means that mikol tumosecha mekugilu lechem, from any type of impurities, but lo min amazeris, not from being a mamzer. Amar Rabbi Yosi says Kishu Omer atayreschem, when it says I will purify you, have you Omer af me amazeris, and it ends off by saying that it means even mamzeris. Okay, that is Rabbi Yossi's approach. Bishlam Rabbi Meir makes sense according to Rabbi Meir that says Mamzer are not going to be purified. That's what it means when it says in the Pasuk in Zechariah, V'yoshev Mamzer ba'ashdod, Mamzer will be in Ashdod. Elo, Rabbi Yossi, right, pretty much says straight up that they're going to be separated from all the people. They're going to dwell in their own area, says Rashi. Elo, Rabbi Yossi, my V'yoshev Mamzer ba'ashdod, what does that mean if there's no Mamzer? Kid Matargim Rabbi Yossi, he says, no, like Rabbi Yossi explains, Yesfun Beis Yisrael, L'rochsen Ba'aron, that Beis Yisrael will dwell securely in their land, Gehavu Damu Ba L'Nuchrayim. Once they were treated like Nuchrayim. That's what it means. Amar Rav Yudah Shmuel, Halach Rav Yosef, Halach is like Rabbi Yossi, will not be the Mamzerim. Amar Rav Yosef, I lav the Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, if he hadn't said that, Halach Rav Yossi, Hava Osi Elio, Elio would come, Mapik Minan, Savranei, Savranei Kolar, and he would have removed from us loads and loads in neck shackles. And, you know, Rashi says, Chabrus, Chabrus. That's how they would have taken that, because they would have been getting rid of the Mamzerim and then the Sinan. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.